Relationships rule. That's my motto. I'm Janice Porter, and I love to share the power of relationship marketing to help grow and impact business. I've grown my business by building and nurturing relationships, and I'd like to help you do the same. Welcome to the Relationships Rule podcast, where connection means everything. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Relationships Rule podcast. Today's episode is all about transformation and the surprising power of relationships when making a major life pivot. My guest, Brett Trainer, left a successful corporate career without a plan, but with something I believe, too, is even more powerful than that, a network. Brett is the founder of the Escapee Collective and host of the Corporate Escapee podcast. He's helped thousands of Gen Xers navigate the leap from corporate to independent life. And in our conversation, we're going to explore how Brett used relationships, both old and new, to find clarity, purpose, and momentum. Whether you're on the edge of a change or supporting someone who is, there's going to be some insight here for you into how human connection is a career's greatest asset. Welcome, welcome to the show, Brett.
Hi, Janice. Absolutely my pleasure to be here. I've been a big fan of the show, so it's kind of exciting to be on it.
Thank you so much. So I said that you left corporate without a plan. Can you take us back to that moment and what led to it?
Yeah, and maybe we could reframe it that corporate left me, and I didn't have a plan when corporate left me. I think it was kind of a two-way street.
I had one of those experiences too. I get it.
And that's what I tell people now. Again, you're right. I focus on helping Gen Xers, you know, find what's next. You know, and after corporate, there is life after it, believe it or not. Totally. And I didn't have a plan. And in hindsight, I should have. The only plan I had was I started a podcast before my corporate career ended. And long story, but I think there's some energy and things that got me moving in a direction.
Sure.
But yeah, it wasn't basically, you know, there's a sense of urgency when corporate quit on you and you're not quite ready for what's next. And
well, it's different too, because you're not sure that you don't want to stay in corporate, but just look for another job, or are you the person who can do it on your own?
I was to the point I knew I wasn't going back to corporate.
Okay.
I didn't know, and I didn't have a ton of confidence in what that plan was. I was doing, I was in management consulting after about 25 years in corporate. So I knew I had gained some confidence that I could be a solo consultant when I left, but like I said, didn't have a plan. And, you know, the biggest mistake, we talk about relationships, you and I have a shared value of these, that I didn't really tell anybody for the first 2 years, which was one of the biggest mistakes that I made was, and I wasn't in corporate, I wasn't looking for a corporate job, but yet I didn't tell anybody that this is what I was doing. I had started my own thing. And in hindsight, I'm like, what was I thinking, right? It was a mistake.
Okay, so I guess that my next question doesn't make sense then. What role did relationships play in helping you find your footing after that leap? It didn't really help at all at first because you didn't tell them.
Right. It would have helped if I would have let the network know. But it was my first gig was from a relationship that I had with somebody back in corporate. We had gone our own separate ways. She must have seen or found out that I was now doing my own thing, and we reconnected after was probably about 15 years. So it was a relationship that helped me gain the confidence that I could do this on my own. But I had to work three times as hard to do it versus leveraging what I had spent 30 years building. So,
Of course. Wow. So how did your corporate network respond when you did share?
You know, it's funny, this is my experience, and then, you know, probably hundreds of other Gen Xers that have gone solo. I found when you're within your network and you're looking for a new job, people are supportive. And if they hear something, they'll let you know. And if you've got a good connection, they'll do what they can. When they tell them you're going out on your own to start your own thing, they're like twice as excited and will do even more to help you gain whatever that traction. And again, I thought maybe it was just me. I had connected with the right people back in my network. But even recent escapees are telling me, like, you're absolutely right. People were enthused and happy to help me even more so than when I was, you know, job hunting. So
I think some people like to live vicariously because they know they're not getting off that treadmill, but they like to think that it's nice that someone they know was brave enough to do so. Maybe, I don't know.
I think so. And, or people that have escaped, right? Because you've been out for a while. I'm going on 6 years now. And when I hear people are doing it, I'm so excited for them. I'm like,
Yes, of course.
it's just got to get the momentum and it's going to change your life, right? I mean, so you really want them to succeed because mostly, I've taken up the mission. I don't want people to go back to
Yeah,
corporate.
exactly.
So I will do
So,
whatever I can to help you stay out, get out and stay out.
yeah, so talk to me about the community that you've built with the Escapee Collective and how that all works or came about, or is that's your baby, right?
Yeah, and 14 months ago it didn't exist, right? I had the short story I shared, 25 years in corporate, a couple of years in management consulting, solo consulting, and then I kind of figured out over the course of the next 3 years how to monetize my corporate experience, right? It was fractional leadership, and I did some business development, and I was doing some advisory, did some coaching. And I'm like, I had an aha moment that, right, the years what we spent in corporate, we paid our dues. You can actually monetize it. You don't have to start the next Google or Facebook. You can do this. And so I wanted to kind of share this with the world. And I didn't have a huge network, definitely not from a social network. And for about 6 months on LinkedIn and through the podcast, I changed the name to the Corporate Escapee just to try to share and let people know that it's not. And what did I hear? Crickets, right? I had a few friends and family that supported me through it. And I'd all but given up on, what was a passion project. I was still 95% of what I was doing was the fractional work and the that type of consulting still. And I made the decision just to goof around on TikTok of all the
Oh,
platforms.
that's right. I forgot that. Yes. Okay.
And, my three daughters are like, "Dad, you're nuts," but they're like, "All right, have fun with it." And, it started with my 12 followers. And, fast forward to about a month ago, we crossed 70,000 followers on TikTok.
It's
And
crazy.
interestingly, it was all, or 80% of those folks are Gen Xers or over the age of 40. So we got some millennials and mix. But that's where I found the audience, and that's where I found the connections were there. And it was because I was telling my stories, it was my rants, and it just resonated with people, right? There was no fancy marketing. I
You
wasn't
weren't
doing
dancing
anything.
or doing
No.
anything like that? Okay.
No dancing. Literally, if you looked at lined up the 14 months of my TikToks, it's usually me in this setting. So when people meet me for the first time, they're like, "Oh, it's not a TikTok studio." I'm like, "No, there's no studio. This is literally my
Got
home
it.
office and a few outside, and it's literally 2 minutes of me just sharing a point of view, either a story, something that works, something I see, a rant against corporate, but I wasn't pushing anything, and it just really resonated with people. And so really now getting back to your question is how to get started. So when I had that, enthusiasm on TikTok, I didn't have anything set up, right? All I could offer was a 20-minute free mini strategy
Absolutely.
session, say, "Is there life for you after corporate?" and take me up. I had over 300 people sign up for sessions to do that. I'm like, all right, so validation that I'm not the only one out there that felt this way. But then after about 50 of these calls, I'm like, this is, I don't want to say it's a waste because it was great conversation, but you know how that works. You connect with somebody, you make sure you're linked up on LinkedIn, and it just kind of went from there. I'm like, man, there's got to be some other way to leverage this because there's too many good people, too many good conversations. And that's when I just started a free Slack channel that said, "Hey, let's house here until we can figure out how we can work together and do different things." That grew to about 1,800 people, and it was good. I was able to communicate, but it's still more one way, right? We had some interaction with Slack, and so about 6 months ago, I went to a paid version. It's $20 a month, so it's not a get rich type of a thing. And but that I wanted to drive more engagement, like more working type sessions versus just the typical community of, posts and those types of things, which is helpful, but having the one-on-one or small group sessions. And I think we just crossed 80 people within that. So it's been super cool. And again, like I said, I didn't, this world is brand new to me, right?
Right, and you're
B2C
just
and
figuring it out as you go.
100%. But I've got some good people, again, back to the relationships that have been helpful in trying to figure this out.
Wow, I mean, all kudos to you. I'm actually just exploring a new platform, and it's not TikTok. I'm afraid to go on there because I have enough trouble getting off Instagram, and I don't like Instagram. I just look at it for other things, like design tips and celebrities and food, and I don't do anything on there. But I just learned that even though it doesn't seem like the right place, it's a completely different animal, and I'm exploring it, and that's Pinterest.
Oh, interesting.
Pinterest
Okay.
isn't a social media platform, it's a search engine. And because of that, the whole premise is different. People are searching on in Pinterest the same way they search Google or
Huh.
now chat, right? But
Yeah.
I'm taking an online course with this gal who's figured it out very well, and I'm going to test it out by basically you don't have to post like a zillion times a day or even a zillion times a week, but when you do post with a link to whatever it is, you can do that. Like on LinkedIn, they don't like you going off LinkedIn, and they penalize you. So there's that, and things last on LinkedIn or on Pinterest, they say, for about a year.
Huh.
So you can take one podcast and have it split up into 10 different like posts, put two up a day for a week, see what happens, and then do it with another one. So I'm kind of just going to test the waters with it. That's all I know at this point. So stay tuned. I'll let you know more. But
Oh, that's
the question,
interesting.
you got to find out who of your audience would be on there or would find you on there by searching the keywords that you want to incorporate. But it's different because it's a search engine, and I never knew that before.
Yeah, and that's
So.
kind of what TikTok is now, because if there's anything like it's kind of the shorter version of YouTube, right? So if you want
Oh,
to figure out a
yes.
recipe or how to do something, there's
Okay.
a TikTok video that's going to show you how to do
Yeah.
it.
Oh, okay. I would still go
And
to YouTube, I think, but that's interesting. Yeah, of course. Anyway,
so
it's fascinating and it keeps us on our toes, I suppose. So, curious now, we just talked a little bit about LinkedIn. So, how do you see LinkedIn's role today for professionals considering a pivot?
yeah, I think it's the biggest change, because again, most of us are going to stay the path. I say the path of least resistance is still, again, monetizing your corporate experience, and the corporate social
Right.
platform is LinkedIn, and so it just makes sense. And even what I was doing with TikTok and still do is funnel people from TikTok into LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
So then we have a connection there. I can see what your
Yeah.
background was.
Yeah.
Most, because originally I started just to say, are they really in corporate? But it turned out that all these folks actually were. But now I've got, and a lot more connections within LinkedIn. And it just, I advise, and that's the great way to start, right? Because when we're talking about escapees and the businesses we're building, we don't need hundreds of customers. In many cases, it's two, three, four, five, and they're going to come through your network. And so
Yeah.
it's, I'm curious to get your perspective on this, because I think the biggest thing is getting over the fear of LinkedIn, right? Because we've only used LinkedIn for 25 years
As
as
a
a job
resume.
search.
Yeah, yeah,
Yes.
yeah. Oh, there is so much I can teach you that. I mean, you've got 12,000 followers on here. When was the last time you exported your list and started looking at it?
I don't even know how to do
Yeah, so we'll talk. Yeah.
that.
I mean,
Okay.
there's so many kind of what I would call targeted searches that you can do to help you connect with the right people who could be prospects, they could be strategic partners, they could be referral partners, depending on they work with the corporate escapees, but in a different way than you do, right?
Right.
So you could be doing some back and forth or some collaboration or whatever. There's so many different ways to do it. And you're right. Most people have no idea and they don't even have their profile set up properly. So you have to start at the beginning, right? Can you, okay, what advice do you give to Gen Xers about leveraging their relation? And that's another thing, leveraging relationships. I show people how to do that through LinkedIn too. Leveraging, what advice do you give to Gen Xers about leveraging their relationships rather than starting from scratch? What do you tell them?
Yeah, I think one, I tell them you're going to be surprised at how large your network actually is when you go back through it. Even people that have been in the same company for 20 years, even somebody you knew 10 years ago, 15 years ago, now has moved on, is doing something else. And what I tell people, and what I was surprised when I started, and again, mine's been a 5-year journey to do a better job of leveraging it, is I may talk to you, but you may have a neighbor, right, that does something that's in the business that I want to connect with that I never would have known. And it's basically forget everything that you were doing for the job search. Because we were looking for job titles,
Right, it's
right?
different.
And
Yeah.
everything. It wasn't relationships necessarily, unless somebody knew the hiring manager. Or now we're focused on problems. And so, and like I said, that's what I like about your podcast, because you break this down into the more human aspect of it. And that's what we really, really need to do. And everybody's looking for a formula, right? Or the algorithm that says, who's going to get me the next 5 customers from a LinkedIn post? And I'm like, doesn't work like that. I mean,
No, no.
it's right. And
Yeah, it's
so
really about building relationships. And believe it or not, that can be done very well. I think we're a testament to that. I think it can be done very quickly if you find someone that thinks the way you do, who has the same values that you do, who, right away knows that the value of relationships is super important. So what are you doing about it? How are you treating people? How are you staying in their world? How are you top of mind to them so that when something does come up, they think of you right away, right? Yeah.
exactly. And it's a change. It's just a change in mindset
Yeah.
and a change in mentality. But once you do it a few times, it gets more comfortable. And like I said, if people are afraid to reach out for the first time, which I completely understand. Sometimes I forget it's been a little bit, but
Yeah.
taking that first step and start with the closest networks you have,
Right.
friends that'll tell you and be supportive, and then start to move back. I always say, again, I need to export my list to see who even's in there anymore, but start with the people you liked, right? You may have some folks in your network that you were friendly with, but didn't know that well, but go back to the folks you always had a good relationship with. You obviously connected for some reason. It's going to rekindle. Even people I've gone back 20 years, right, that we haven't had conversation, kind of fell back into it. It was a little bit to get caught up what we were working on, but there was a reason why we connected the first time, and it had
Right.
gone away. And so I said, take advantage of that before you start, blindly going after new network connections,
New because
right?
it's cold, right? But one of my favorite strategies, for example, is what I call mining your connections
Oh,
on
interesting.
LinkedIn, right? Because there are people you already know, and there's a way you can start getting into their network as well. So,
Yeah.
yeah, there's all
I was going to
sorts of.
say the one thing that I'll add, and it probably
Yeah.
wasn't too far after our first conversation, wasn't that long ago, was adding some more intentionality into my networking and looking for one. I'm always just maybe not intentional, was how can I connect somebody, right, that I'm meeting for the first time? Who are the two people that I can connect? I've always been trying to how I can help them. And if you go in with that mindset and you have to be sincere about it, it's going to pay
Absolutely.
you back, right? And but now I'm more say if you know two people, right, that would fit. So in my world, it's escapees. So Gen Xers
Right.
either just out of corporate or unhappy in corporate. Would love to have a conversation with them just to connect, right? Learn what
Yeah.
they're doing, see if there's a fit, and or business owners, right? Because now part of what I'm trying to do and starting to pivot is how do I connect all this talent with small businesses? And so now I'm starting to do some outreach with small businesses to get feedback from them is how would you want to work with, right, this type of talent? So I have to be more intentional about it because I'm not just going after one audience. I'm kind of picking
Right. So that
two.
may mean relooking at your LinkedIn as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's being able to be intentional with your networking. I think there's also a mentality or a philosophy that helps as well that I have found helps is that when you're talking to somebody early on, building your connection with them, don't be closed, but share something like one of your best tips. Do it for nothing. Show them that you are interested in helping them. People get very tight about, well, you should take my course, but I don't even know you. Why would I take your course? So,
Right.
you know what I mean? So Yeah, like if I can just say, like I said, you've got 12,000 followers there. You know, when was the last time you looked at who they all were? That's powerful because that's where you'll have forgotten, you know, half of them. And maybe some of them you don't want to talk to. Maybe some of them have died or moved on or whatever. Or if they've moved on to a new city, town, location, new job, new whatever, those are starting points for conversations as well. So there's
Yeah,
lots of
that's a good
things
point.
with that thing. Okay, perfect. Can you, and I'm putting you on the spot, can you share a story where a relationship made all the difference for someone in your community?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I'm going to go more broad because I think the relationship, because one of the things I started asking on the podcast when from, I'll call them the OGs, right, that have escaped corporate maybe 10 years ago plus. And how they did it, and they may have a book out now. They've got a podcast. They do, morning videos. So they've got all these different channels to drive traffic. And I'm like, so where's new business coming from? And universally, it's 90 to 95% from referrals or networking. And so it's, I don't care how long, how established, how big they are, it's coming through your network. And so I think you have to be, I don't think you have to necessarily be a people person. You just have to be genuine, curious, and
You can
willing to
learn
help.
how to have those conversations. I do agree. I think it's helpful to be comfortable, you know, talking to people, but it can be learned. I remember back in the day, I was teaching networking to some through a women's group that I was involved with, and I did. I had this. She was actually French Canadian or French. I don't know. She didn't speak English all that well, but she was. She wanted to learn how to network properly. And again, with the different backgrounds, sometimes, especially not French so much, but in some nationalities too, they don't know how to network. I remember going to a university MBA program, and there was a networking event, and I had to be one of the people helping them in their groups. And these, a lot of them were Asian, and they had a really hard time networking for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah, background, you know, how they're brought up, all of those things, but they had to learn to do that. And then back to this woman. So I did I don't know, multi-part course with her. And the last thing that we did was we went to a networking event together. And I kind of just listened over her shoulder and just helped her afterwards with some of the stuff. So you can learn it, but
Yeah.
you know, obviously it's longer for some than others. Not knowing, you know, how to bridge a conversation, how to remember someone's name, all of that networking good stuff, networking online versus offline, all, you know, but it
That's
helps. And I kind of sidetracked the conversation. Sorry,
no,
went.
it's no, it's I mean, because I think it's relevant because we do have a number of introverts or self-proclaimed introverts, but I find them to be some of the best escapees because they're highly efficient with their networking. Right? They've learned that they don't get a ton of energy from it, and it drains them. So they've gotten very good at having powerful, right, or meaningful conversations and networks versus just going through the motions of taking calls. And so
So
it's, huh, that's interesting.
I had a guest on my podcast a while ago. I just looked, but I put his book in my closet, and his name is Matthew Pollard, and he wrote a couple of books about introverts, and one of them was about networking as an introvert. And it was an interesting conversation because he's an introvert, but he's another one who went from, you know, he's young, but he's now teaching other people how to network properly, and especially introverts. It's a good book. I did read it, and
Okay.
yeah, it's worth checking out. And he would be someone interesting on your podcast, actually.
Yeah, definitely. I've already starred him, and we'll check out his book.
Listen to the podcast, and then let me know if you want an introduction to him.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're often in connector mode. What makes a meaningful connection in your experience? I think we've talked about this already. I just wanted to circle back.
Yeah, I think again, it's for me, it was getting more intentional about it and maybe diligent, right? Taking better notes and really listening to see where the connections make sense. Part of my challenge is when I'm meeting new people all the time, and that's literally what I'm doing right now. And when I was younger, I could remember, I'm like, oh, I can connect on
I
these
know.
two. Now it's like, man, you send me a note back, and I know there's three people I need to connect you with. So what I've had to do now is set up a system for networking, which I've never had to do in the past, but it's starting to pay off for me because it's saving me time. Right? I don't have to flip through pages of notes or going back through LinkedIn to figure out who I was talking to. But it's really listening to what that where I think I can add the most value for these two people. And it used to think it was the highest level or leverage connections, but it's really not. It's sometimes it's taking the same personalities or the same not personalities, but value type
Interesting.
of people. Yeah. And saying, boy, even though you guys are in different spots in this journey, I think you two would make sense to connect. And that's started to pay off because it's unlocked other opportunities for them once I've done that. So again, shame on me for waiting, you know,
No,
50
it's a
years
process.
to
It's a
do it, but yeah,
process.
it is.
But a
It's
couple
right.
of things. One, that happened with the person that introduced us, who thought we would have a lot to talk about, and he was spot on, Michael. And he's actually going to be my guest later this
Oh,
week.
awesome.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, when you said that you're being more intentional, now see, my teaching hat goes on as well, about your, and I love the idea that you're finding a way to stay top of mind and come back to those conversations. But are you being intentional about moving them forward in your process, getting them into, if they fit, getting them into your, either on your podcast as a good start or into your collective?
Better. I wouldn't say I'm perfect at it, but no, I used to. It's so interesting you said that because, right, I was more diligent about helping connect, but then when I actually had people, I wasn't as thorough or as quick on follow-ups and these types of things, or even telling them about the collective, right? And I'm like, what was I doing?
Like you
Now,
need to invite them to one free
yeah, one free, or
session
even
or
just
whatever you call
let
it.
them know. Because I guess in the early days, I didn't want to come off like I was selling or pushing my thing, even though it made perfect sense. My communication's gotten a whole lot better
So you might
with
not
that.
be initially selling it to them, but you want to make sure they know about it. Then you can follow up with a card or a note or an email that says something more about it and even invite them to a session. You've got to, I know I'm getting better at, like, I just did my newsletter for tomorrow, and I never, like, I do two newsletters actually a week. It's crazy. I never used to do any, never wanted to do any. One is my podcast announcement for the week, and the second one is my teaching one, sort of a
Yeah.
LinkedIn tip and a relationship marketing tip. And I never had my podcast really imaged on the bottom of my newsletter, but I should. So I finally
Yeah.
did that. Just stuff to get people more aware of how they can, find me and be with me and listen to me and everything. But anyway, we live and learn, right? We live
We
and
do, absolutely. And I don't know about you. And again, this is hopefully therapy for other people who listen to this, because I'm also not very good at promoting my own podcast, right? It's once a week, or we have episodes, I'll promote what the guest is, but I need to be, again, better. I've got really
We
good
can talk
content, I
about
think,
that.
from guests. Yeah. All
Yeah,
right.
happy
So
to
when you
help.
come onto my podcast,
Happy to help you.
we're gonna do a deep dive on how to fix me. So
So, last formal question for
yeah.
listeners thinking about change. What's the first step they can take to build or rebuild their support network?
I think it's the first step, I think, is really define what you want and what's important to you. Because being in corporate for 30 years, I really didn't think about it, right? It was, hey, the paycheck's coming, it'll pay for colleges and these types of things. And
You
what
don't
I
know who your
wanted,
target audience is. You don't think about things like
no.
that.
And the only thing that I was thinking what I wanted was the next title, right? Or the promotion and those things. And like I said, about 7 years ago, that just changed. It wasn't important anymore. And it was probably about 2 years into my journey when I started to think through what is it I really want? Like today, 5 years, 10 years, because we can redefine where we take this. And so I think that's important before you start reaching out to your network. There's nothing wrong with connecting with your network to see how they're doing, what are they working on. Because then you can always come back later after you have
Right.
decided on the path. But think about what you want. And I think we all default, well, I need money and I need to pay for insurance. Agreed. But there's a much bigger opportunity. And before you go,
Did you mean medical insurance when you said
yes.
that? Yes, that's an American thing. Yep. Okay,
It's
you're right.
crazy, yeah, because
Yeah.
benefits,
Yeah, of
our work
course.
in corporate life is
Well,
tied
it
to
is here too,
healthcare.
but it's big there for sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
harder to get. Yeah.
Harder to get. And it used to be almost fully subsidized by corporate early in the
Yes.
career, but they've
Yes.
slowly been making us pay more and more. And now when you're on your own, you pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
Is the piece of it, but I think then the network is once you're clear about again, I'll go back to the problem that you're solving. What is it you want to solve? And then you can have that conversation with people because it's probably what you solved in corporate. It's probably what you're going to start solving outside of it. And then you can talk about what you're passionate about. There's a whole other episode on passion and what you do. But I think that's the important thing is just be curious and listen when you're connecting with folks. What are they working on? Because you may hear something and down the road, hopefully you can help them connect them with somebody, but it'll come back. It's karma or whatever you want to call it, right? Be generous with that.
I think the other word I like to use too is that you, as you're listening to what they're wanting to bring to the table, or even if they're still a bit confused, they need to flush it out more. But what they have that they don't always realize is they have the years of wisdom of what they've been doing, and that can often translate into so many different things. And there's so much more that people, as they get older, can bring back to the younger generations. Even if it's old school to begin with, those who are doing this seem to try to stay up with the times. Look at you, Mr. TikTok. I mean, yeah, really, I love it. And in fact, I think there should be somehow some connection on here on LinkedIn. I'm pointing to my other screen where your LinkedIn is, because that's a side of you I would not have expected. And I kind of
Yeah,
like,
no.
I
And
like
funny, the
that.
people who have only known me through TikTok would see my
When,
LinkedIn
yeah,
as a different.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
So I'm going to have to check it out.
yeah, please do. And
Yeah.
what I try to do at TikTok tends to be more my rant type of
Yes.
stuff, and LinkedIn is more helpful, right? Here's things to think about. Here's things I wish I would have done differently. These types of, and I'm sure my LinkedIn content could be a whole lot better. I still wake up in the morning and go, what am I going to write today? What's top of mind? But
Do you
it keeps
have
me
to write
writing.
every day? No.
No, I tend to just because I do have thoughts, but
Yeah.
it's not like I'm sitting up and batching content and
Yeah,
here's
yeah,
my
yeah.
content day and
God, I couldn't stand it. I'd rather talk to people.
all right, so I'm not the only one.
No, at all. Not at all. So, okay, this has been amazing. I'm going to shift now just from the work to find out a little bit more about you. So, I know you have three daughters.
Three daughters,
Three
yep.
daughters, a girl dad, been through the whole thing. They're grown up now, or they're in school or
They're
college,
all out of school
all out
now,
of school
yeah.
now. Are you a grandpa yet?
6 months ago. So
Oh,
we've added to the girl gang and added
I love
a
it.
fourth, a granddaughter to the mix this
Fantastic.
time. So
Fantastic. And how do you like to glean your information best? Are you a listener, like an audible listener? Do you like to watch videos? Do you watch or do you read real books, or what do you do for?
I am definitely, and I'll tell people all the time, in the last 5 years, I've learned more in the last 5 years than I had the last 25 years
I
combined.
agree. Yeah.
And it's books, because when I started having guests on the podcast, I vowed to
Sure.
always read a book, their book before I
Yeah.
had them on.
I
So I've
try.
read more books again the last 5 years. Podcasts are huge for me.
Yeah,
I
me
like
too.
Audible books as
Okay.
well. But it's just I'll do a little bit of Kindle, but mostly still I like to be able to write notes
Yeah.
in the margins if it's that type of a book. But
Yeah.
yeah, some videos, again, I'll go down rabbit holes on TikTok
Sure.
just because one, I'm posting there, but it
Yeah.
ends up sucking me in too.
Yeah, of course.
but definitely, but those would be no more white papers,
Right,
right?
right.
Really not too many blog posts either.
No, same here.
It's a lot of audio for sure.
So, last question. What's
Yeah.
one thing about you that I wouldn't find on your LinkedIn profile, or maybe even your TikTok profile, that we don't know about you?
Oh, that's interesting. Wow, I didn't think I'd be stumped by this question. What wouldn't? Maybe the sports enthusiast in me, right? A Cubs fan, Iowa State fan. I probably muted that more on social than
Sure.
I should
Why?
have,
Well,
but
Iowa State, is there
cell
Iowa
phone.
State and University of Iowa? And
Yeah,
is
the
Iowa State a football school or a basketball?
both Iowa is definitely the football school, and that's the arch rival, right?
Okay,
So
so where did Caitlin Clark come from? Wasn't she
she came
Iowa?
from Iowa, yeah.
Okay.
But she's one of those that floats, raises the water, floats all boats type of saying.
Yeah,
So
of
she's
course.
been good
Yeah,
for
of course.
sports.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay,
So
cool.
I will talk. I used to talk more about Iowa State sports, but and a Cubs fan and a sports fan. But somewhere somebody said you
Cubs,
shouldn't
wait.
talk.
The Cubs, wait. Are you? Oh, you're in Illinois.
I'm
That's
Chicago. Yeah, I just
right.
road tripped to
Yeah.
Iowa or Ames, Iowa for 4.5 years a couple
Yeah. Oh,
decades
wow.
ago. So.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's cool. So, I use that, by the way. That question is a fun question to use on a LinkedIn intro question. I've had more fun with that. I tell people what my thing is, and then they will, I say, can you top that? And then that's a great icebreaker in
Yeah,
conversations.
what is yours?
You really want me to tell you
I
here?
do want to know, yeah.
Okay. That I was on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
Yeah.
no kidding.
Yeah, many moons ago, and I didn't win my fortune, but it was so close. So close.
Did you win money though? Did you get
Yeah,
something?
well, back then it was the very early days of the evening show.
Okay.
And in those days, they had like a room set up where they'd rotate these things and you'd pick the prizes that you won. Now it's all money, right? Or a car or whatever.
Oh,
Yeah, but
interesting.
yeah, so I did win some stuff, but because it was all in the US, I had to leave some of it there. I couldn't bring it home. So my mom got
That's
things
right.
like the 1 year supply of Rice-A-Roni and things like that, but I took some of the other stuff
That's
home.
so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna have to come up with a
Yeah.
better one
But
from
the
I because I would go with the three girls was one because I don't usually have that on my LinkedIn
yeah.
profile,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, your girl dad
no,
thing.
that's good. That's a fun one. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll give you full credit if I used it. So
Okay, all good. Well, thank you. Thank you. This is a delight. And I know it's just the beginning of our relationship, and I enjoyed the conversation so much. I will put it in the show notes, but where can people find you and the Escape Collect, the Escapee Collective, and the podcast?
Yeah, the Escapee Collective through LinkedIn. I do everything through
Okay.
LinkedIn.
Okay.
So Brett Trainer, three T's if you combine them, triple T in there. Not too many of us out on LinkedIn. So if you do corporate Escapee, Brett Trainer, you'll absolutely find me. I know you'll put it in the show notes and we'll put a
Yes.
link to the collective. And if anybody's curious, like I said, I'm happy to have a still offering those three free 20-minute mini strategy sessions. If you're curious what's out there, I'm happy to chat. It still
Perfect.
gives me energy having these conversations with folks. So,
So they can reach you through LinkedIn, or do you want them to have your email?
yeah, you can do LinkedIn. I
Okay.
think
Okay.
LinkedIn's a
Perfect.
great way to
Okay.
start.
So, I think what we have learned from Brett's story is that it reminds us that we don't need to figure it all out alone. The relationships we've nurtured, whether from our corporate years or new ventures, can become the strongest foundation for the next chapter. So, whether you're planning your own exit or just exploring what's next, I hope that today's conversation has shown you that purpose, freedom, and support are all within reach, especially when you're willing to connect and ask for help. And I do encourage you to reach out to Brett. He's easy to talk to, and I think you'll get some great answers from him. So thank you for being here. If you like what you heard, please let us know. A review is always helpful. And remember to stay connected and be connected. Stay connected and be remembered. I blew that one, didn't I? Stay connected and be remembered. Thanks for joining us. If today's show inspired you to make a new connection, why not start with me? Head over to LinkedIn and connect with me. Be sure to let me know you are a podcast listener because I select one listener each month who connects with me on LinkedIn for a complimentary profile audit. And you know, I love to meet new people, so I hope you take me up on it. Don't forget to stay connected and be remembered.